Thank you. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. This is the Jazz Call on the 16th of November. And on the call, we have Bodwan Shombe, Carlos Segura, Alex Kukura, Cheryl Langdonor, Rafik Damak, Sebastian Bachelot, Evan Lebovich, Alan Greenberg, Richard Tindall, and Dave Kisundoyle. And for staff, we have Carla Valente, Gisela Gruber-White, and myself, Glenn de Saint-Gerie. We have apologies from Michele Nilon. And is there anybody else? Ellen Price, apologies. And we have apologies from Tony Harris as well. Is there anybody else?
Okay.
I think we should mention we have apologies too from Tijani because he is not able to join the call. I don't think he is busy getting a visa to come to Colombia. Thank you, Evan. Over to you.
Okay. I see both Tijani and Tony in the meeting view display. So does that mean that they're on the call, not on the call?
Tony's not on the call. Tony Harris is not on the call. We called him, and there's no reply from his office. And Tijani, there is no answer from his phone.
Okay.
That's why he's on the meeting view, is because we had to call out to them, and we've had no response from either of them.
Okay, then. So I guess we will start moving ahead. Before we do, I just want to make a request to find out if anybody on this call has made a change to their statement of interest since the last time we had a call. So if you have something to state about this, please say so in the next few seconds. Okay, having heard nothing...
Evan.
Sorry?
This is Alex. I don't know if it's any change, but I just received results today that I've just been reelected as the NCUC representative for Africa, so I'm still on part of the NCSG. Maybe it's not a change, but it's just to update the status.
Okay, so the updated status is that it's still the same. Okay.
It's still the same.
No, congratulations, and thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I to the extent that congratulations are in order for having 1 year more of this. Anyway, thanks, everybody, for coming. I think I see Andrew's just joined the call.
So yes, how are you doing? Sorry about the delay.
Oh, no problem. We've been late starting anyway, so you're just on time.
Right, you're beautiful.
Okay, so in Avery's absence, I guess I'll start things off a bit. What we have for an agenda is mainly the planning for Cartagena. Carla, would you like to start things off in terms of going through the meetings that we have scheduled and any specific activities that you have down for our group?
Hi, Evan. We have the main session scheduled for Thursday, and this is on the main room with scribes and simultaneous interpreters and all of the things that we need. I prepared I started a PowerPoint presentation and I sent to all of you for review. Disregard the first one that I sent, that was a mistake. It's the second one. And basically, Avery is the one that is scheduling updates to the GENESO, GEC, and, you know, other SOs and ACs. I am not doing that. So the only session that I have is the one on Thursday.
Okay. Is there anybody on the call that wants to add or comment about the workshop meeting? So everyone has seen the slides by this point?
I've only seen a very early version of them. I'm sorry, I've been a little out with other stuff. Is there something specifically that we should be taking a look at? And would it make sense for us to go through them quickly now?
So, Evan, I don't think there is anything too specific. I think what needs to be decided is how this session is going to be structured, who's going to speak what, before we decide what goes on the slides.
Understood. Now, there was mention of trying to get some other speakers outside of this working group to come in and either board or from the community elsewhere who are not normally on the working group to come in and to give their support or their comments on the value of this group. How are we with that?
Yeah, so I haven't worked on that yet because I didn't really know that we had any direction on this.
Okay, well, what's the feeling of the group? Andrew, go ahead.
I think it may make some sense, but I think we should be very careful. If we're going to do it, we need to really know. It's almost like we need to work backwards to get there. Looking at what we'd like to get accomplished on the basis of, if we have new people in the mix, what are we looking for them to give us? If it's validation, then let's script that. If it's not, I could see us going off. Anytime you bring in somebody new at a late date, there's always the risk that they'll go in a different direction than you expect.
Okay, then just to pick up on that, keep going. What I want to do is to, then what do you think? Okay, do you think we need someone from the outside? I was thinking along the lines of validation, somebody from the board saying this is why we need this, just to, remind the group, the audience, in light of, the board resolutions to date on this, essentially. What's your thought on that?
I guess having some portion of it being looking at this issue, getting some validation on the board is a great idea generally. But I think that if we get too much down in the details or down in the weeds of it, then the value of that board person becomes less because they weren't involved in the process. That's just my intuitive take on it.
Okay, and my gut reaction right now is that you're 100% right. Cheryl, go ahead.
Thanks, Evan. Just a question for Serge. Do we know when on Thursday the session is planned? An early planning schedule I saw had it clashing both with the PEDNA and with the ALAC and Regional Leaders wrap-up meeting.
Hi, this is Carla. I don't have the schedule right in front of me because I'm having difficulties to get my computer. But I remember pushing the schedule. I think it starts at 10, but I can confirm with you a little bit later today. But I remember that was a conflict that was raised earlier, and I addressed that with the meetings team.
Oh, terrific. I was just concerned that, I was aware of an early conflict, and I was hoping that it has been addressed. That's all. We just need to watch that fairly carefully. Although if it's at 10, it would be clashing. Oh no, it would be just the end of the public participation. But as where it was last time, I saw a main schedule in early draft form. It was smack bang in competition with both the ALAC and regional leaders wrap up session and PEDNA.
Cheryl, I think PEDNA got moved to a breakfast meeting.
When I saw it, it was 8:30 to 9:30, so it was gone earlier. Right.
Oh, okay. I thought it was earlier than that, but maybe not.
And the ALAC meeting is running 7:30, starts at 7:30 that day, running through to 9:30, and then public participation is immediately after that. Until we see the final main schedule, it's all guesswork. But
I thought it was supposed to have been posted yesterday.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
I won't say it's typical.
No, it wouldn't be nice to say that.
It's early, isn't it?
there is something scheduled. There is something online.
Okay. is there anybody on the call who wants to add something on to what Andrew said about what we should do in terms of planning for, who we should ask for, and what we're looking for in, for better or worse, a guest speaker coming in and giving support? Does anyone have any comments, suggestions, or anything? Well, we have agreement in this call that that's even something we want to have.
This is Avery joining. Sorry, I'm late. I thought it was in an hour.
No problem. I missed a meeting yesterday that had a similar daytime saving time switch, so that's okay. Avery, welcome to the call. We're just started to get into the discussions of what to do in China. And Andrew, basically, we were talking about whether or not we want to have, say, a quote-unquote guest speaker, somebody from, say, the board or elsewhere who's not normally a group member, to have them come out and speak in support. And so we're just picking up on that point right now. And Andrew, you've got your hand up again, so go ahead.
Yeah, just another quick, these are all small things, but one big thing is if we have a limited amount of time, I think it is extremely important that not only do we discuss with whoever would be a guest speaker in advance what it is they'd like to speak about, but also let's give them some sort of real time bound, some sort of time limitation, because I think we may end up I've seen this happen so many times where somebody comes in and they do a guest speaking and they kind of get going and ramble on, and then the key pieces that the committee members themselves want to mention don't get mentioned.
Okay. Avery, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm actually not in favor of inviting a board member or other illustrious speaker. Basically, if we had someone from the board who had been active supporter and sort of encouraging us on, as was the case when the group was first chartered, I would say, yeah, we should invite them. But at this point, I think we only have an hour, and I think I agree with Andrew on this. We only have an hour. We want to explain what we've done, and we want to set the ground for where we think, where we want to go. And we want to get, hopefully have some time for people who are, you know, attending the session to be able to join in and speak up. So I would think, given that, you know, especially since we don't have any famous people that are going, me, me, me. Now, of course, if one of our own has been risen to the level of board member between now and then, and I guess we've got two shots out of three for that to happen, then certainly I would think having one of our own who turned illustrious say a few things would be a cool thing to do.
I am not on the Adobe chat room, but I would like to be on the queue. It's Sebastian, please.
Go right ahead.
Done. Thanks. I'm sorry.
Avery, do you want to take over chairing, or...?
I just assume you kept doing at least through this one, then maybe I'll take over if we're talking about the charter extension stuff.
Okay, Sebastian, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for what was just said by Avery, but I wanted to raise two points. We are targeting two populations. The one, it's a needy applicant, and the other one, it's an organization who could help those needy applicants. And it could have been interesting to try to find, but I know that 1 hour it's maybe too short, but to try to find one representative of each of these categories to come and to explain why they could need help and the other one why they could give help. But I don't know, I am not sure that we have enough time to build that up, but it would have been an interesting exercise. Thank you.
Okay. Alex, go ahead.
Yes, Alex speaking. In view of the letter that was written by GAC, might it help to give somebody from the GAC a slot for 5 minutes, strictly 5 or so minutes, to just speak and in support of why this is necessary? Thank you.
Okay, what does everybody think about that? Avery's spoken saying we don't need anyone from the outside, but considering the GAC letter, Avery, what's your take on that? Go ahead.
Sorry, I had to wait for mute off. I'm sitting in an office where I'm interrupting people by speaking. So, okay, I'm hoping that I get to speak to the GAC for at least 10 minutes on Saturday and gauge where they are. Again, looking at the GAC, I can't point to any specific person that from the GAC that has been vocally supportive, so I wouldn't know exactly who to invite at this point. I have, again, no objection, but I'm not sure who from the GAC would be an appropriate speaker that would help the cause. If we want to leave a 10-minute slot that is sort of tentatively set and to see if we can figure out who the right speaker would be, yeah, I would be supportive of the idea, but I'd also be very careful of using the session too much as the propaganda marketing selling session on getting the donors and more the rolling up our sleeves and figuring out what other work needs to be done. I don't think we're going to have a large, donor population there, even though one could say any registry or registrar is potentially a donor, except especially the rich ones. But at the moment, unless somebody can tell me who do they think is the right GAC supporter, I have no idea who we would ask. Thanks.
Okay. I see no hands up, so can we possibly get a consensus amongst the group that says, let's go with what we've got within the group unless it really strikes us that we can find somebody, as Avery say, who's a champion we can point to. Other than that, I guess let's keep going and figure out what we want to do with the call specifically, what our goal is, and take it from there. First of all, how was everybody with the way things went in the Brussels workshop? I mean, do we want to simply pattern ourselves off of that? Or where, if I recall, essentially we had the liaisons that opened things up in talking about the desirability of the working group's goals from their points of view, and then we presented the slideshow, and then we took Q&A. I mean, do we want to keep with a very similar format? Will that work for us this time as well? And if not, what should we replace it with? I'm not seeing a whole lot of hands. I don't know if I take that for assumption that we keep going with the format we used in Brussels, or that nobody likes the format we used in Brussels.
Okay, I see Andrew has his hand up. I'll wait.
Okay, Andrew and then...
I have my hand up.
Oh, Andrew, Avery, and Carla.
Okay, I'm happy to defer to Avery and Carla. I think that something like Brussels is probably fine. I'm more concerned with making sure that we're all on the same page in terms of what are we trying to get out of this? What does success look like? Because if we work that, then everything else will be a little bit easier.
Okay. I have Avery and then Carla. And then, Carla, you're not in Adobe Connect from what I can see.
No, I have a back problem. I cannot get to my computer, Evan.
Okay, so I have Avery, then Carla, then Rafiq. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I thought that we had a few too many people on stage. But then last time we were doing an overall group, a working group one, a working group two. So, I mean, if we wanted to do that, and what we ended up getting into was a problem of once we had one or two people up, Then, of course, we needed three or four people up so that we had parity between all the groups. And I think in the end, and this is just my personal evaluation, we had too many people up on stage. We had a little bit too much conversation that went into sort of tangential areas of people's own issues and own things. So I would like to keep it a stricter to the what is in the report and what is hopefully either in the charter extensions that have been approved or that are waiting for approval, and then getting people in the House to talk, as opposed to and take less chance on things that might end up people on stage sort of arguing their particular issues, which I think we got close to last time, and I think that partly came out of having too many people on stage looking for what they could talk about. Thanks.
Okay. So, Avery, let me make a suggestion that maybe we should have four people up there, basically you, myself, and the two liaisons who would be Carlos and Rafiq. Is there a reason?
And possibly Carla, but yeah.
Yeah, sorry, as well as Carla. So is there any reason to have more than that on the podium? Okay, Carla, go ahead.
Yeah, so my soldier, I agree with everything Avery said. I think in the last time it was in some ways hard to follow. I'm looking from an audience standpoint and from a remote participant standpoint. If we could keep less about the process that this work group goes through and more about what we're trying to accomplish, to Andrew's point in the beginning, that would be great. The session could be about our work, and this is what we're going to do next, and this is what we're requesting from the board, right, what we want to see happening in this program and what we want to see happening in the new GTOD program. But the session could also be something about this is the ABCD types of support or types of participation that we're looking from individuals and organizations. You know, so in addition to explaining what we've done, what we're trying to accomplish is, okay, for the next steps, is there anything that we can add to the session that would be useful? Thank you.
Okay, I have Rafiq and then Andrew. Rafiq, go ahead.
Hello. Just to say that I won't be in the Cartagena meeting, so I'm not sure if I can participate even remotely.
Okay. Rafiq, do you have a suggestion of somebody who would then represent the GNSO on the podium? I mean, if we're going to do this format, then we want somebody up there that's sort of representing one of the stakeholder groups that's core to what we're doing.
Really, I don't have any idea, but
maybe there. Well, somebody else that would like to. If Rafiq cannot attend Cartagena or may be able to attend but only remotely. Is there somebody else who would like to be up there and speaking? I guess the next, if we make a good segue, Andrew, go ahead.
I've been very involved, and I would love to be up there if that's okay with, if that's appropriate. I agree that there were probably too many people on stage in Brussels, but I also think it was probably appropriate for where we were at that point. And so I'm just going to keep going back to what I think I'm hearing and what I think Carla said and I think Avery said, which is let's work backwards to what we'd like to get accomplished. And if our primary focus area is to try to make sure that we get both visibility and mandate from the rest of the community, that would be what I'd like to have. It would be best if it were a kind of a coordinated approach in that direction. But I'd be happy to do this, and I think I'm pretty familiar with a lot of the issues.
Is there anybody else on the call from GNSO that would like to be in that position, or are we okay with Andrew doing that?
I'm not sure we can say whether he will be deemed to represent GNSO.
Well, Andrew, do you, well, okay, the people that are on GNSO on this call, does this need to be approved by council? I mean, we'll make every effort to have Rafiq in by remote participation, but we probably still need somebody up on the podium. Does that need approval from
council? Yeah, I don't know that we need a representative of GNSO. I think giving our two liaisons, and in fact, it'll be curious because Carlos, who at that point will still be the liaison from ALAC, will also be 2 days away from being a member of the GNSO. But I don't think that we necessarily need a representative from GNSO and from that. When you mentioned the idea of having the liaison speak, what I think they could possibly speak to is the status of the renewals and stuff as that. And, you know, I think that, you know, we could find someone from the GNSO to do it. We could find that. In terms of other speakers, if we have other speakers, then we need to really be careful about the topics, and we need to make sure that, as I say, I don't would like us to avoid getting into, well, if so-and-so speaks, then I have a slightly different opinion, so I need to speak too. And that's the situation I want to stay away from and basically just put people up there who can hopefully just sort of take the neutral reporting and collecting position as opposed to the proponent of a particular viewpoint, of a particular way of doing things. I think having our members in the House getting up to the microphones and speaking on issues and being in a position of not being on the stage and thus being free to assert their opinion is a good thing and would add. So I'm not saying that I don't want the group members to speak. What I'm saying is I'd like the group members to speak more as resources from within the community as opposed to the neutral presenters up on a stage.
Okay. Avery, can I take it for an action item for you and anyone else on this call from GNSO to work it between you guys, who from GNSO will be up on the stage?
Yep.
Okay. All right, so that's an action item takeaway. So the GNSO folks on this call will between themselves designate somebody to come up on stage. So it will be Carla, Avery, myself, Carlos pending. Carlos, you had your hand up. Did you want to say something?
Yes, Ivan, a short comment only. In Cartagena, I still ALAC member, not GNSO member. So I can represent only ALAC as liaison.
Okay, so and you're okay with being up there on the podium with us? In that,
I mean, one other possibility is, you know, I was thinking that when I talked to GNSO, if Chuck is free, I might ask Chuck to just get up and say something on the GNSO perspective on the work. And then perhaps, and again, I don't want to get in Carlos's way, if we were to do that, it might be appropriate to get Cheryl to do the same. I don't know. I'm just very much hand-waving. The people in this office could probably tell you that I'm sitting here talking and waving my hands around. But, you know, that's another possibility.
Okay. Alan, go ahead.
Yeah. No one is going to tell you the GNSO position unless the GNSO has taken formal action. And if it does, then anyone can recite it. And if it isn't, no one's going to tell you what the GNSO thinks, because the concept doesn't really exist until it takes formal action. So I'm not sure I see the value other than in public relations for having someone represent the GNSO or the ALAC, for that matter.
Alan, this is Aubrey again. I have a feeling that Chuck is pretty good at giving what he thinks is going on in the group, but you may be right. I mean, no one can say definitively, but certainly Chuck, you know, for example, he's the one that posed various questions about our charter. According to him, they weren't his questions. They were questions that he supposed the GNSO would have.
Okay, but this meeting is being held on Thursday, if I remember correctly.
Right, so you should have decided by then.
Which is after the GNSO meeting. So it will either have taken action or it will have not been able to for some reason.
And then that can be reported.
Well, indeed, but I think there's going to be some definitive status at that point.
Right. But in either case, that's something that can be reported.
Sure. If Chuck is free to do it, then clearly there's no problem. If he isn't, then someone can act his blame. I mean, you have a huge history on the GNSO. You can probably ad lib it as well as anyone else. So.
Yep. And Rafiq could possibly dial in.
Possibly. Although I think he said he can't participate remotely.
Right. Probably can't. Okay. We'll take care of it. We'll do something. But we think we're doing the middle-most crew.
Should I withdraw my offer?
You don't need to withdraw it, but I would opt for not putting members on if possible. But I'm only one person. I mean, I'm not deciding. I'm just sort of, that's my view.
Okay. Humbly offered either way. No worries.
Thank you. But I'd love to have you getting up during, and that's one of the things I hope. I'm hoping for a less talking heads on stage than a active group discussion. At least that's been sort of my hope, is to get more enthusiasm, get people talking. And so having you guys in the house actually talking and stating your opinions and being, you know, emotional and committed to this program and to the work and to your viewpoints, and being able from the floor to say, and I think the group should be doing this, is far stronger than having you on stage speaking just what can be said neutrally. And so that's where I'm driving. You know, look at the IGF model of an hour where there's as few talking heads as you could possibly get away with. And there's audience, and the audience is peppered with people that can state an opinion and get a conversation going. So I hope you do speak humbly.
Rafiq, been waiting. Go ahead.
So, yes, I said that I'm not sure that I can attend remotely, but if it's really that can help, I will try. Just I was wondering that because it will be a whole week, I'm not sure that I can attend all session because the time difference of 12, almost 12 hours, that's why. But if it can help, I will try to be there even just for a few minutes. And so.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. Is there anybody else that wants to comment on this? Okay. Well, I'm not totally sure where we go from this. And, I mean, we've got a set of slides. We certainly have the two co-chairs. And so, Avery, your suggestion is just to have the three of us up there and have everybody else comment from the floor?
I kind of, yeah. And I think what we need to get is greater involvement. And I think part of the way we get greater involvement is getting people who are attending the meeting to start being involved. And last time we actually, and see, we kind of have something to almost make up for. Last time we had a session, we kind of told people inadvertently perhaps is we only wanted their comments on A, B, and C, but we really didn't want their thinking. Or at least that's what people heard. And so what I'd really like to do is to report, is to open for questions, and is to, especially on the second half of the work that we hope has been approved on the thing there, is to get people thinking about it, to get people making suggestions, to get people volunteering, to hear people with good ideas get up there and say, wow, great idea, will you join us on the phone call? and to do that kind of meeting is what I'd hope, as opposed to just a reportage.
Okay. So I guess we can take the specifics of that into email. Andrew, go ahead.
I guess I'm going to disagree with you a little bit, Avery. I'm a little bit concerned if we just throw this thing open. We've done so much work, and I think we've got so much kind of a consensus about most all issues, and we have a small number of issues that are less consensus. But even then, we've come an awful lot of way toward a common position. I the way that you've described it just now, it sounds more like a brainstorming session, and I think that there's some value in that. But I'd really that would be a missed opportunity. Am I misunderstanding you?
I think so.
Okay.
The first part, where we're reporting what the group did, that's done, that's out for comment, that I don't see a lot of work. For the second part, where we've got a whole list of new agenda items that we really haven't worked for on yet, that come out of the how to build donor groups, how to build this if this foundation thingy is going to happen, how that happens, what are we talking about, to all of those items there that take far more concrete work. So you're right. On the work that we've done and that we've reached consensus on, other than receiving comments and questions, there's not that far to go on it. But on the new stuff that's just going to have been chartered, I think, you know, we need new energy. We admit we need new experts on how funding goes, on how it's done, on all of that. And I think that that's where I say not quite brainstorming, more directed. And that's where I'm hoping that you guys, when the questions come up, you know, get up and state your opinions and start getting a conversation going so that you seed the conversations with where you're already at. But that we start to get that energy going. But certainly, no, I'm not talking about brainstorming on what's been done. I'm talking about how do we move forward.
Okay, so on that basis, then, let me again go back to this idea of what we want to get out of the meeting. I would suggest that we have two objectives based on what you've just said there. One objective is to get what is effectively the greatest amount of endorsement we can from the general public on the work that we've done so far. And that's one closed-up objective, and somehow or another we want to get that information out there. We want to make it fairly clear, entertain a little bit of conversation about it, and then everybody, you know, hopefully get some people from the audience saying, we think this is great, go forth, right? And then the second piece of it, which might be a half or might be a third of our hour, would be to say, okay, and now we have these three or four issues that we'd like to begin the conversation around, and we'd like to solicit your support. And we're, as part of that, we'd like everyone who's here to go to their networks and ask for, to help us identify new people who might be able to even join this group to help us address these new issues. Am I understanding you correctly?
I think so. I think so. I'm not sure that I focused it down quite as narrowly to two or three issues, but yes.
Yeah, just because the likelihood with the amount of time that we have that we're going to get anything meaningful out of that conversation is low unless we, in my opinion, is low unless we focus the new item conversation around a small number of issues, two, three, maybe four things, just because people, you know, the frictional time of getting people up to talk and things like that. Anyway,
sure.
That's my two cents.
Yeah, no, I think that finding a couple of those issues, you know, the sort of higher category of several of those issues is probably a good thing to do. Yeah, I think you're probably right.
Did you want to go deeper into that for the remainder of this call?
One question to ask. Have you guys already talked about the motion that's in front of the GNSO and those issues? Did you guys start there?
On this call, no.
In which case, I'd like to give some time to that, if I can, because I wanted to get some feedback for Rafiq, especially before the council call on Thursday on a couple of Chuck's issues that I sent out, specifically on the one where he adds an additional work item. So I wanted this group to have a chance to voice in on that before this call ended. And there's only 10 minutes left now, but And again, it's partially my fault because I thought the call started in 10 minutes as opposed to ending in 10 minutes.
Avery, take it away.
Okay. So did everybody see the email that I sent to the group the other day with basically Chuck's basic questions? I'm looking for it myself. Chuck's basic questions about the charter that we put in front of the GNSO. As I said, I sent it out to the group. I'm looking for it now. I should have been ready for this, but I wasn't. There it is. Okay. So what we had was, I mean, one of the main issues, and I'll go to that one first, and Jesse, that in addition to the charter item we have, which was review the basis of the U.S. 100K application base fee to determine its full origin and to determine what percentage of that fee could be waived for applicants meeting the requirements for assistance, Chuck has basically recommended that either added to that or possibly as a completely separate item, and he's offered this as a friendly amendment, which means Rafiq and Bill Drake, who seconded the motion, would need to accept the amendment, but Rafiq is basically, you know, sort of putting it to us to sort of say, is this a friendly amendment? Is that we add work with the ICANN new GTLD implementation staff to determine how the fee waivers would be funded. And so that, at first I misunderstood, and I thought he wanted to replace our charter item on the 100K to this charter item. Instead, what he wants to do is add this phrase as either another chartered work item or as an extension of our current item. I see Rafiq has his hand up. Go ahead, Rafiq.
So I think that at the end we are agreeing that it will be in addition. And I was going to check, say that he's not stuck to his rewording, and I was going to suggest the rewording to the amendment, but I didn't send it yet to the council, but I can share it with the working group. So we will add as amendment, working with ICANN new GTLD program staff about base fee components and also the recommendation for cost recovery of those fee waivers. I think that it responds to the check questions, but anyway, it will be helpful to have your feedback about that.
Right. Okay. So does anybody in the group have any issues with this addition, either as Chuck put it or as Rafiq put it, or in whatever way it works out between them to that? I see Tijani. Yes.
Thank you. First of all, I'm sorry to be so late. I was rushing from the Consulate of Colombia in Madrid to get my visa. As for the proposal of adding a paragraph or a phrase about the work with ICANN staff to see how to refund the fee waiving, I think this can change all the structure of our report, because inside our report we said why we are recommending to waive or to reduce these fees, and telling also that this will not affect the cost recovery system. So if we add this this statement, this phrase, it will not be relevant with our the structure of our report.
Okay, so in other words, you're saying that we should not add this to the charter, if I want to make sure I understand. We should not add this to the future charter because in our current report, we said that it made no difference to the other fees. But I think, for example, Chuck is sort of asking, is this something where we would look for donor money to come in and fill? Or are we saying that staff should be free to raise everybody else's fees so that the sum total? So, yes, we gave our reasons for why this should happen, and we even explained that, according to the GNSO, it wasn't that everybody's fees had to be cost recovery, but that the program had to be cost recovery. But now, what Chuck is basically saying, okay, so you're saying that the program is still cost recovery and that you are decreasing the fees for these people. How, therefore, does the program remain cost recovery? And so I don't see that as actually discounting our work. I think it's basically asking us to do one extra piece of work, which is make recommendations on how, working with ICANN staff, on how the program can still be a cost recovery program, even though we're reducing the fee for this many people.
Only for the 100K, huh?
Well, no, just for the 100K, I think. Well, especially for the 100K, but I think it was in terms of all the reductions. Is how can, we said it ought to be. You know, we said the GNSO says it's cost recovery. We didn't say it shouldn't be cost recovery. We said that the GNSO had said that cost recovery is for the overall program, not per applicant. And we also said that we are justified in recommending lowering these fees because it's just and other reasons. But we did not say, and we think that you can maintain both of these by doing X, Y, and Z. And so what he's asking now is, in the second part of your program, are you willing to work with ICANN to figure out how they can do what you asked, plus keep the costs even, which is slightly better than what the staff and board said, which is, forget it, we're not lowering your fees. At least the GNSO perspective is sort of saying, well, okay, if you want to lower these fees, how do you recommend we do it?
May I be in a queue, Tibetan?
Okay. So, Sebastian.
Thank you. Yeah, I understand both arguments from Tijani and yours, and I think maybe we can have a sentence less discussing the subject and not already giving the answer. My point of view is that all this question of recovery, it's done because GNSO say 5 years ago that it must be like that, and then we don't have to discuss that. I would love very much to discuss that, but let's put that aside. If we don't discuss that, what we can discuss is if we lower the fee for some applicants, if it changes the balance of the overall program. What we say is that we don't need to put more money because you will, ICANN staff or ICANN will have less expand, and then we don't need to find money. We need to find way to decrease the expense, and here are some solutions. And if we don't discuss the overall program balance, maybe we can have the sentence more balanced itself, not saying we need to find money to replace what we want to decrease, but which way we will have to have the overall program cost recovery. Oh, yeah.
Right. And I think that matches. You know, that's almost what Chuck said, determine how the fee waivers would be funded. So if you just change that word funded to, you know, determine how the fee waivers would be accommodated.
Oh, yes, okay.
I think it's a much more, it's a better word and more appropriate to, I guess, the feeling we, Tijani and myself, have on this subject, yes.
Okay. Exactly. Rafiq, are you willing to offer that as a counterproposal to Chuck? Basically his phrase, but with the word accommodated replacing funded?
Accommodate to replace funding?
Yes, basically, work with the ICANN new GTLD implementation staff to determine how the fee waivers would be accommodated.
OK. Okay. Yeah, no problem. Can we
see if Chuck accepts that?
Can you please share this in the chat?
Sure, I'll send you an email. Okay. Cheryl, again, I apologize for time. We're almost out of time. I see your hand is up.
No problem. I just wanted to come in and say that I think that the replacement of that word is very important and one that I think that on the Tuesday the 23rd at the AALAC meeting, when the same ratification of changes to charter would have to come under us, I'd be strongly supporting of that as well. Otherwise, I think
okay.
We're nobbling ourselves
okay.
otherwise.
So we're adding a charter item, as opposed to amending that 101. We're adding a charter item that says, work with ICANN, new GTLD implementation staff to determine how the fee waivers would be accommodated, period. And suggest that as an alternate to Chuck and see if he accepts it. And I guess if AALAC puts that in and Rafiq can say that, you know, AALAC is you know, discuss that and is looking at a similar change, that might be a good thing. Okay, we've hit our hour 01 mark. Again, I'm terribly sorry about being an hour off and taking a slow, lazy lunch when I still had thought I still had 40 minutes to go. I'd like to ask everybody to take a look at the email I sent with the other issues where I provided answers and come back with any feedback if they think my answers were off the mark or unreasonable so that Rafiq can take that back to the GNSO Council with him. But this was the only pending amendment that I wanted to make sure that you all had had a chance to speak to. Any last-minute other things that people want to add? Okay. The doodle poll will be coming out. I don't know if Evan mentioned this, to try and find a time, either Tuesday, Friday, or some other day of the week, where we can do a certain amount of rotation and save the pain, and it may be 1 week Tuesday, 1 week Friday. I basically gave Gisela the very hard problem of looking at the whole schedule and looking at the people's geography and pleased to come up with a couple suggestions that we could doodle about. So any delay in seeing that answer is because it's a near impossible problem that I wouldn't want to have tried myself. And I suggest that none of you try this at home either. It's for a professional. So, anything else? Any other closing words? Again, thank you, Evan, for catching the beginning of the meeting for me. I will try to get my clock straight. I just came over to Europe the other day, and I thought I had figured it all out correctly. I obviously didn't, and I better check all my other meeting schedules for the rest of the day to see how messed up I really am. Yes, Tijani, I see you put your hand up again.
Yes.
Yes, please.
Yes, just to inform you and Evan that you are invited to the AFRALO Afri-ICANN meeting in Cartagena that will deal with the follow-up of the statement done in Brussels in light of the board recommendations and the advancement of our work. So you are invited, and one of you will speak there.
Okay, thank you, and, you know, we'll take a look at schedule, and we'll make sure I keep that fitted in.
Okay.
Okay, thanks again, everybody, and talk to you all, I guess, next week. Try and see what we can get scheduled, but don't know exactly when yet, don't know exactly how. But please keep the conversations going on the email list, and please read the email I sent yesterday about Chuck's issues. And thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.